If we think about the conversation topics that people frequently discuss, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of conversations about the weather or about the economy or about what people do at work, you know, or the local sports teams and how they're doing. The Trinity is probably not very high on the list of common topics of discussion. You know, I doubt there's going to be too many conversations about the Trinity at our Father's Day cookouts today. But I'm here to change that. You know, pretty soon the hot topic at every cookout is going to be the Holy Trinity. So, but, you know, I'll admit that the Trinity is not the easiest topic to grasp because it deals with the inner life of God himself. So we shouldn't expect that to be something that we can, you know, easily get our mind around. But the essence of eternal life in heaven, you know, what we are created for, and the deepest longing of our souls, each and every one of our souls, what we are created for is the life of the Trinity. And so in heaven, we're not going to be talking about the weather. It's going to be good every day. You know, we're not going to be talking about the economy. We're not going to be talking about sports. It's going to be the Trinity. So it's absolutely worth our time and our effort to reflect on and meditate upon the Trinity and to really enter into that mystery in a way that changes us. And as we do that, it actually gives us a foretaste of eternal life. And so it will bring joy and peace and happiness to our lives just by reflecting and entering into the mystery. And so there's three things that I want to highlight today about the Trinity. And the first is that, you know, entering into the life of the Trinity is not something for just a select few. You know, at our baptism, each one of us was baptized into the life of the Trinity. We were reborn in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because the Lord wants each and every one of us to live in the life of the Trinity. So don't make excuses. You know, we can't say, well, I'm too young. You know, maybe I'm only 8 years old, or, you know, I'm not as holy as these other people, or, I don't feel like I'm called to a real life of prayer. No, there's no excuses. Every one of us is created for the life of the Trinity, and we're baptized into the Trinity. So every one of us is going to be given the graces from God to be able to do that. The second thing about the Trinity is that the apostles did not have a very good sense of the Trinity before Pentecost. You know, they were struggling with who Jesus Christ is. And, you know, you can tell by the questions they ask. Like, you know, Thomas, he says, well, Lord, show us the Father and that'll be enough. And Jesus says to him, Thomas, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And so the apostles didn't have a good grasp on the Trinity until after Pentecost. And so this is one of the truths of the faith that Jesus is talking about in today's gospel, where he says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. And so we need to call upon the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds to be able to pierce into this mystery. And that makes sense because the Trinity is something that is supernatural. It is above the natural world. And so we can't expect to be able to grasp it on our own efforts, or there's no textbook that we can go to and read and just, you know, discover everything we need to know about the Holy Spirit. It has to be through the Holy Spirit that we enter more deeply into the Trinity. Now, to do that, we need to be in a state of grace. So if we're not in a state of grace, if we've committed a mortal sin, we need to go to confession and be reconciled to God in order to be able to respond to the Holy Spirit the way that we need to. And the third thing that we can learn about the Trinity today is that we should nurture a unique relationship with each of the three persons of the Trinity. So we should have a unique relationship with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus Christ and with our Heavenly Father. And so a good test for us is, can we describe, at least on a basic level, the unique relationship that we have that's different and unique with each of those three persons? If we can't, that means that we probably don't have a unique relationship with them. You know, so oftentimes people might pray to God, or they might have one person of the Trinity that kind of is their go-to, but they may not necessarily have a relationship with each of the persons of the Trinity. And so if we don't have that unique relationship with each of the three persons, what do we do? Well, a good starting point is to start with the Holy Spirit. Because in our second reading today, St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And so it's the Holy Spirit that pours out the love of God into us. So begin with the Holy Spirit and call upon the Holy Spirit to fill each of our souls with a deep and profound love of God. You know, ask the Holy Spirit to help us to experience the love that Jesus Christ had for his Heavenly Father when he offered his life on the cross. Ask the Holy Spirit to draw us into that relationship of love that Jesus Christ has for his Father. And so the Holy Spirit, we call the sanctifier. Because it's the Holy Spirit that makes us holy. It's the Holy Spirit that dwells in our souls. And so when we call upon the Holy Spirit, he will draw us into the life of the Trinity and is the one who will help us to experience this and help us to form those relationships with each of the three persons of the Trinity. And so on this Trinity Sunday, as we reflect upon the mystery of the Trinity, I encourage us to remember three things. First, that each and every one of us is called to live in the life of the Trinity. Every one of us. There's no excuses. And secondly, that we need the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and to draw us into that mystery. We can't do it through natural means. This is something that's supernatural. And third is that we should nurture a unique relationship with each of the three persons of the Trinity. And so I encourage you on this Trinity Sunday to take 15 minutes and use that as a time of quiet prayer and block out any distractions, turn off the electronics, go to some place where you won't be distracted for 15 minutes, and in prayer, invoke the Holy Spirit. Call upon the Holy Spirit to pour out the love of God into your soul. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you to experience the love that Jesus Christ has for his Heavenly Father.